lighten up. It's Friday.
Friday.
Is it Friday already?
TGIF.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's Friday.
You're listening to The Leafs Lunch, Friday 5 in 5. On TSN 1050, The Leafs live here.
LeaseBusters will get you out of your car lease today. It's as easy as pie, a piece of cake. Avoid penalties and early termination fees. Visit leasebusters.com for more.
So
what are you looking at me for, AB?
Before we get into our Friday 5 and 5, I almost just like burned down my house.
I was wondering where you went. What's going on? What do you mean you burned down?
So we're working from home, right? So we're doing these remotely and whatnot. So I'm working from home, and I didn't realize, but before the show, I had put on a kettle of hot water to pour myself a tea for the show.
Oh, have your tea, never a coffee, God forbid.
And I completely forgot about it. This thing has been on the burner for like an hour. I go upstairs, there might be an inch left of water in this thing, and it's like started to go black. I'm like, I thought this thing was about to catch on fire. And I don't know if you saw my face when I realized it. You were doing your read, so maybe you didn't realize, but my face was like, oh my God, I have the kettle on the burner. It smells weird up there. I had to open up the windows and open up the door.
AB.
Oh man.
Nobody's home, clearly?
Well, no, my family's in Cuba.
I forgot about myself here.
And my brother's at school, but like, and I just, yeah, good thing I realized that, I guess, or else that would have been an interesting final segment if I'd have been fighting flames upstairs. But
yeah, you might have made the list.
You might have made the list
for your family as a guy that your family hates that they love, but they can't help it.
I don't know. I would have been just like the guy that they hate. I would have just been the guy that they hate. I would have been Zdeno Chara, someone who you just kind of hate. But today's 5 and 5, we're talking about some of the guys that we hate that we love. And this is kind of stemming off of what we were talking about in the previous segment with Justin Cuthbert, and just how Brad Marchand is starting to win over the hockey world. And who'd have thunk it? The guy who was just licking faces, sticking his gross, dirty fingers into guys' mouths.
You didn't have to get that descriptive.
And he's now becoming, like, dare I say it, a fan favorite in places outside of the New England area.
I shake my fist at the sky. How dare he do this?
And it's just like, you hate that you're starting to like him. I don't know if we could say we love him yet, but we're starting to like him a little bit, aren't we?
And there's guys around the league who are like this. So we started to throw around some names of guys, and we couldn't just think of five. There's too many. Guys that we kind of hate, but we can't help but... What's the word you use? You hate to love them, but you just kind of do.
You just hate that you love them so much.
Yeah, Ryan Reeves is one of those guys. Yeah, like you take him on your team any day of the week. He's a fan favorite everywhere he goes, and you kind of have a little bit of love for him in your heart, but also, Ryan Reeves.
Well, because he goes out there and he just bullies your team. We saw it happen with Rasmus Sandin and Travis Dermott, and he was just a bully out there on the ice, but... You kind of want them on your team. You hate that you love it. The Tkachuk brothers are the exact same way.
Guys, you hate that you love them.
You hate them if they're not on your team. You love them if they're on your team. And you just secretly wish, like, I could use a Tkachuk. I think this team could use a Tkachuk right now. That's exactly what this Maple Leafs team could use. So
Tom
I think that
Wilson,
fits a description.
Same kind of guy.
Yep, you on skates, Tom Wilson. Of course you're going to go with your guy, Tommy Wilson. I don't know if I love Tom Wilson, but I'll give you that one because he is a good player. And you're right, he does fit
the description. You take him in a Maple Leaf jersey, though.
That you would absolutely take him. The Vegas organization, like the fact that they've just had nothing but success. You absolutely hate it. They've won more playoff rounds, like exponentially more playoff rounds than Toronto has in like 2 decades. It's ridiculous. Yeah. They've only been around a couple of seasons, but you kind of like it. Like you like the vibe. It's always fun. You love the fact that they're investing in their group and always bringing in top tier talent, and they're putting forward a really, really solid brand of hockey. Unlike some other teams like Arizona, who's just literally putting out whatever guy taking guys off the street and just trying to get to the floor and don't care what product they put out. A lot of guys, but I think the Hurricanes Twitter is one we got to toss out there as well as one of those players. So those are some guys, some teams that we hate that we kind of like, though, and we
just
hate that we love
AB.
Them.
Leafs PR just tweeted, forward Joey Anderson and defenseman Carl Dahlstrom have been reassigned to the Maple Leafs taxi squad from the Toronto Marlies. So
interesting. Okay.
I don't know if we're going to hear some more news.
Taxi Squad. Yeah, maybe. More, yeah.
But
we'll see what that means. We'll see. I'm sure Maddie Cause will have something to say. But before we go, big night for you, JT. Make your debut on the CHL Bar Down panel tonight. Got Sue taking on Guelph at 7:30. Good luck to you and the whole Bar Down gang.
Safety.
Our boy Frankie will be on the panel as well. Carlo Koliakovo. Should be a fun game, but I'm going to be sitting there and be like, I know her. That's my teammate. That's my
partner
teammate.
In crime. Yeah.
Yes. So excited for you. And I also do got to give a shout out to Rachel Doria, a friend of mine and a friend of hockey Twitter who had, she Heisman'd us. We
Unreal.
Tried to get on the show today, actually. And she's like, we had reached out yesterday. She's like, I can't quite tell you why yet. Just keep an eye on my timeline at like 5 o'clock. She accepted a new position, an analytics role with the Vancouver Canucks. And so just wanted to give a shout out and a congratulations to Rachel Doria and we get why you couldn't join us today. Would have been pretty cool news. It would have been nice for her to come on the show and break the news right live on Leafs Lunch, but is what it is. I guess, you know, breaking it by the Vancouver Canucks makes more sense, I suppose. That's going to do it for us today. Fun week. Game tomorrow, Leafs and Islanders. That's going to do it for us today. If you missed any of the show, you can find it on tsn1050.ca, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mike DiStefano for Judah Teixeira. You're listening to Leafs Lunch Gameplay with Matt Cause next.